We'll have Liz Campbell get us up to date what's going on with the
weather specialist Bob Matheson has your weather weekday mornings on KYMN.
Great.
You've got an addiction, a realistic mission, cigarettes and alcohol, you lost yourself.
Well, why not? Let's play it again. All kinds of fun stuff going on here. We're doing a radio remote over in Dundas and trying to get in and out of the studio here a little bit. So I guess what we'll have to do is we'll have to get our Raiders scoreboard going here for you in a second. So that's what we'll do. We'll do the Raiders scoreboard, and then hopefully we'll be able to cut away to Tyler Balo and talk a little bit about track. Yet this morning, we got Jason Mosley on for the softball team today, and of course, Liz and Evan Lowe will interview tennis captains Parker Sneary and Ruben Mink, and then, of course, like I said, our Raiders scoreboard. So let's find out what's been going on this week. I know we've been kind of taking a break here and there with the Easter break. A lot of people have taken some time off and did a little spring break and kind of disappeared for a little while, so let's find out what Liz has to say this morning on the Raiders scoreboard.
Hello and good morning, Raider Nation. I am your host, Liz Campbell, and you are tuning in to this week's Raider scoreboard on this week's Raider Wrap. On Thursday, the Raider baseball team had a hard-fought matchup against the powerful Mankato West Scarlets. The Raiders lost 0-10. The girls' softball team lost to the Scarlets as well on Thursday with a final score of 2-4. There is no game data available for this matchup at this time. The boys' lacrosse team will have their first matchup on Thursday, April 11th, against Eagan. The girls' lacrosse team plays against Lakeville North on Saturday, April 13th.
Hello?
Hey there, how's it going?
The track and field teams.
Tyler.
Competed.
It's been a mess.
Yeah.
So hang
speech.
Tight. We'll
the girls finished first.
Hopefully, get
out
through
of eight
this Raiders scoreboard
and the boys
here.
Finished third.
And then we'll come back to you.
Highlights
and
from the meet
we'll
include
Hubers,
Peterson, and Livingston.
Okay, thank you, Jimmy.
Hold
finishing
on.
2, yep. 3, and 4 in the 100 meter dash. And the boys finished 3, 4, and 5 in that event as well. In the mile, Quas finished first, and she finished second in the 800. Their next meet is this upcoming Tuesday in Winona. On Thursday, the Raider tennis team competed against Owatonna in a scrimmage. I also want to share about an opportunity coming to Northfield on April 20th. The nonprofit Play for Patrick is hosting a heart screening to young adults between 14 and 24 years old. They will offer a
We are back at the
echocardiogram, an EKG, as well as a physician consultation. Again, this is on April 20th at the Northfield Middle School from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can learn more at the website Play for Patrick, which is spelled P-A-T-R-I-C-K. That is it for this week's Raider Sports Scoreboard. Again, you are listening to KYMN 95.1, The One. Keep tuning in for more sports.
All right, thanks, Liz. We really appreciate that. And quick look at our Northfield area weather today. Sunny skies, a high of 57. We're going to be a little bit breezy out there. Southeast winds 10 to 20, gusts as high as 25. Tonight, a 40% chance of some showers. Gusts up to 30 miles an hour and cooling off to around 37. Tomorrow looks like showers likely, 90% chance of showers, a high of 46. Quarter to a half an inch anticipated for tomorrow. Then tomorrow night, about a tenth to a quarter of an inch possible, a low of 44, and then Monday showers likely and a high of 54. But at least for now, we've got plenty of sunshine here to bring us to a Saturday morning. And I want to introduce to the program our boys' track coach, one of the co-track coaches, I should say, Tyler Balo joins us this morning. Good morning, Tyler. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on, Jimmy.
Hey, thanks for taking the time to out of your busy Saturday and whatnot. So Thursday, you had a meet against Faribault, and I believe you took third place there, correct?
Yeah, yep. Third place out of eight teams, and Cambridge Isanti won it, and Faribault got second. We were rounding out that third position there. good competition we saw on Thursday for sure.
You had sent over an email earlier, and you said you're optimistic about your team this year. And kind of elaborate on that as to what did you see on Thursday that gives you that optimism?
Yeah, we had a 34 personal best from our returning athletes, which at this point in the season and that cold of weather, especially for some of our sprints and field events, that's just an outstanding position to be in. And the rest of the team is very, very young and very new to track. And some of the times that we're seeing and the distances that we're putting up just make us really optimistic that we can put together a really quality performance at our conference and section meets later in the season. And maybe most importantly, our coaching staff's just really ecstatic about the quality of young men we have on our team, and they're very hardworking and really just positive energy at practices and in the meet. And with that type of attitude and that type of energy, we know that there's going to be a lot of improvement throughout the season. And so we're just really happy with where we're at. And looking forward to seeing what we can do as the weather gets a little warmer and we get some more training under our belt.
How big is the team this year?
We have 77 athletes, boy athletes on the team. Pretty sizable. We lost a big senior class, and so to be able to kind of bring in that many more athletes and keep our numbers high is a really awesome feat, and kind of a props to the middle school program for keeping our numbers high down there and making sure that track and field is fun so that athletes want to continue to come out in high school. So
that's pretty amazing. That's a lot of testosterone out there.
Yes, it is. Testosterone craziness and a lot of fun.
So do you ever get any guys, kind of pushing and shoving at all, or, you know, getting in a tangle, or is it pretty much just status quo, everything's good?
Well, we get a lot of wild energy, too, at track. You know, coming out of seventh hour, kids have a lot of pent-up energy. And then, you know, brilliant track coaches we are and educators, we throw them in a padded room. We meet in the wrestling room every day to start our practices. And so some of those wrestlers want to grapple a little bit, and some kids want to play dodgeball in there. So it can be kind of a madhouse to start practice, but it's fun energy. We just got to try to rein it in and say, okay, wrestlers, no takedowns on anybody who doesn't know what they're doing in there. let's prevent it. Let's prevent some injuries from happening in this track season.
Nice. So you had, was it seven? Was that seven teams participated Thursday?
Yeah, we had, I believe it was seven teams. And there were some smaller schools there and some bigger schools that we don't usually see. I said Cambridge, I said Ante earlier. They're from the North Metro, so we really never see them. They had an outstanding team. And then there was some private schools from the metro area, West Lutheran and Trinity. I think they're from Maple Grove and Eagan, respectively. And they had some I didn't know what to expect from them. They had some incredible distance and mid-distance athletes and some field events that really challenged some of our athletes. So that was really cool to see just new faces that we won't see probably the rest of the year. And especially to have them be pushing us in a lot of our events. That's just all we can ask for in that first meet of the year.
So there was seven teams, boys and girls. Is that right? Were they competing at the same place, or were you guys in different areas?
Yeah, same place. Girls just run all their events first, and then the boys follow up for each relay and race and event. I think the girls had one last team there. I don't think the Cambridge Asante girls team was there, but still pretty fun meet. Took a while. We didn't get home till 10:30 on a cold night, but it was earlier than we had anticipated as a coaching staff to get home, so we were happy about that.
So the girls do all their events first, and then you guys come in. So what are you guys? We just watching, walking around, what keeps them busy?
Yeah, I should rephrase that. We alternate boy-girl race, boy-girl. So it's 4x8 girls first, and then the boys 4x8 goes. And then it's the girls' hurdles, and then the boys' hurdles. But while they're performing, the girls are, we are usually warming up. Boys kind of have an advantage in that sense that they can kind of see what's on the track, and that helps them time when they should be warming up, so they don't warm up too long or they don't warm up too short of a time period. But we're cheering on the girls. I think we've done a good job under Coach Wieselman, who was the girls' coach before Janet Smith, and under Janet Smith, the girls' coach currently, of really making a program where we want to support each other. And so you might be warming up, but you're also cheering on your fellow teammates that you're training with every day too. So it's a very fun atmosphere if you ever get a chance to come out to a track meet.
When's the next track meet coming up?
Yeah, we have a meet next Friday against Mankato East and New Prague at Mankato East. And that'll be a 4 o'clock start over at Mankato East High School. And we'll see, again, some really good competition. And hopefully the weather will be a little warmer and the winds aren't gusting 25 miles per hour like we can get in the spring. But either way, we're going to do it. And it should be a fun meet to see some good competition next Friday.
So you competed on Thursday, but you got to wait that long before the next meet, huh?
Yeah. Our schedule, usually we try to have one meet a week. Some teams in the area will do more than that, but our coaching staff really feels that if you can get about one meet a week in, we can make sure our athletes recover, we can prevent injuries, and we can make sure we get adequate focus on training. So whereas the basketball team might be going 2-3 competitions a week, we kind of play it like a football team and have about one competition a week, and we find that to be really helpful for our athletes' stress level, balancing academics, and all of that other stuff.
Got it. So, that's interesting. So is the practice regimen then, the practice regimen the same, or do you try to switch it up every day to do something a little different, a little, you know, kind of keep the interest up, you know what I mean? Not to be in such – I mean, repetition's the mother of all skill, right? So you want to do that. But, you know, I mean – it's a lot of just kind of hanging around the track and getting ready for the next meet.
Definitely, yeah. And we have recovery days. Some days we never even head over to the track as far as our sprinters and our field event athletes. If they've run all out one day, the next day they might just have lifting weights, you know, stretching, mobility, kind of work out some of the kinks and lactic acid they might have built up. So next day you might have an hour-long practice. So we definitely have hard days and easy days. And then we also try to get some team bonding and some fun in every once in a while. We're maybe playing dodgeball one day or, for instance, the distance program right now is literally as we speak, they're having an Easter egg hunt where they're running to different parks throughout town and
right now?
Picking up eggs and then running to the next park as part of their run for Saturday. So we try to break it up and have some fun and make sure things don't get too stale or dry for the athletes.
Who got to hide the eggs?
That's a great question, how they do it. I've only attended, I think this is the 5th annual Easter egg hunt for them, and what they do is the girls' team will hide them at one park, and I think they time the guys on how fast they can find all the eggs, and then the boys run ahead to the next park, hide all the eggs, and see how fast they can do it, and I think they determine the winner based off time. Coach Smith and Coach Riley have some crazy formula or something to determine a winner, but just a lot of fun. And I think they get candy at the end too. So how much better can it get than that?
You're telling me there's like 150 high school kids running around the street looking for eggs.
Yeah, there's probably about 40 to 50 distance kids. So if you see a pack of kids running around, high schoolers running around with Easter eggs, give them a honk and you'll know it's the Raider distance.
Awesome. Sounds like a lot of fun. So
yeah,
well,
definitely.
That sounds cool. So what? So your next is a week from Friday. So what is it a dual or is it a multiple team? What is that one?
Yeah. So both the boys and girls programs will be down there. It'll be a triangular. So we'll see New Prague and Mankato East. Really good competition. Mankato East, obviously from the Big Nine, is the perennial power. The girls' team is defending conference champs, and I think the boys may have won, either it was 2 years ago or last year, they were the true team state champions. So they're always great to see. They got a wonderful distance program. Sprints are usually really good, too. So for us, it's really good to see. New Prague, on the other hand, is a team, even though they're only, you know, 20, 25-minute drive away, we only see them about once a year. because they're in a different conference and section. And it's really good to just see different athletes. And every program has, you know, different strengths and weaknesses. So it's great for our guys to see different faces in competition.
Awesome. Well, Tyler, I appreciate you taking the time out of your Saturday morning. Like I said, I'm sorry you missed the egg hunt. But we thank you for coming on the program, and we wish the Northfield Raiders track team all the best this year. Maybe we'll check in here in a couple of weeks and see how things are shaping up for the track team.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you, Jimmy.
All right, thank you. That is Tyler Balow, co-head coach of the Northfield Raiders track team. We're going to kick it out over to, I believe, Jeff is still out at the community event going on at the Dundas Dome. Let's check in with him right now.
We are back at the Northfield Community Market Fair, talking with some of the vendors here. A lot of free stuff, people giving things away, a lot of games to be played, bouncy house for the kids, and some other activities for the kids as well. I'm talking now with Colonel Bueller, who is with the Benedictine Living Center here in Northfield. Tell us, Colonel, what did you bring to the fair today?
Well, we're here because this is such a great local community event, and Northfield is a great community. We opened our senior living community out by the Northfield Hospital 5 years ago, and it's just a wonderful place where people know each other, they help each other. The chamber is just spectacular, and this is a place to come where you can just shake hands with a lot of people you already know. And there's a lot of good information here. Of course, the number one radio station in the upper Midwest is here. And
I hope we're the only radio station here.
So it's just a good place for us to be. We sell senior living. We lease apartments, assisted living, memory care, and independent living, and we have 97 apartments. And through COVID and everything that's happened, labor shortages and such, we're still going strong. We have 93 residents now. Mm-hmm. And you know, almost every one of them has a Northfield connection. Yeah. Either they're people from Northfield, or their children work here at the colleges or somewhere else, and they bring their parents here from Texas, from New Mexico, from Ohio. And I just think it's a special place. I live in the Twin Cities, mm-hmm. But this is a place you can come with a nice main street, local media that covers the community, and do business, and enjoy the we're going to have great flowers pretty soon here in Northfield. That's a tourist attraction right there. So here at the market today, and this is our second year here, we've just got some information on senior living. We have some candy and some other nice little giveaways for people to take with them.
All right. Boy, it's been 5 years since you opened your doors. I remember going there for your open house to when you opened it up. And thinking, boy, the facilities have become so much more than they were 20, 30, 40 years ago, a generation ago.
Right.
It's a wonderful facility.
Well, I think all of us demand a kind of a higher level of amenity. Mm-hmm. I know my kids do. they're spoiled. And these communities are being built now to really serve those needs where, you know, it's a place to come to live, mm-hmm. and really enjoy that time in your life and live well. And we have great activities. Mm-hmm. Like you say, I mean, we have a great kitchen, food on site, mm-hmm. housekeeping, maintenance, people to visit with. It's the people. I think in senior living communities, people look for cleanliness, they look for the food, and they look for the people. Mm-hmm. And if you're out looking for something for a loved one, just look at those things, and you'll find a good spot.
And stop in to the market fair today and stop by your booth.
Yeah.
Colonel, thank you so much for being with us.
Appreciate you having us. Mm-hmm.
Colonel Bueller, once again, from a Benedictine Living Center here in Northfield. We've got more to come from the Home and Garden Market Fair right here on The One. Stay with us.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
Tanya here from Just Food Co-op. Just Food Co-op has been your local grocer in downtown Northfield for almost 19 years. We are your go-to store for the best produce in town, quick and delicious deli lunch options, and local meats, eggs, and dairy products. Not to mention our beautifully stocked body care and supplements department. Stop in and visit Just Food Co-op. Everyone can shop, anyone can join. Open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day on Water Street in downtown Northfield. Find us online at justfood.co.
Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Homes. The spring preview parade of homes has begun. We have four model homes to look at. This may be the perfect opportunity for you to view in person your ideal new home. All four of these homes feature no barrier walk-in showers, 3-foot wide doors, and step-free entries to be wheelchair visitable. Plus, twin home and single family lots in a brand new subdivision in Cannon Falls. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, a family tradition of over 50 years.
Thinking about buying a new home? Then you should do the Homeowner Hustle. No, it's not a new dance. It's a free home financing Q&A event hosted by Merchants Bank Thursday, April 11th at our Northfield South location from 5 to 6 p.m. Enjoy light refreshments as our mortgage lender, Rob Nelson, shares helpful tips for your home journey. Just RSVP by contacting Rob at merchantsbank.com/R Nelson. Then on April 11th, join him during the Homeowner Hustle. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval.
95.1. The One.
Well, good morning and welcome back to the Raider Wrap. We are hopefully back on track here a little bit to our schedule here this morning. At least that's what we're kind of hoping that anyhow. Looks like we're going to have plenty of blue skies today. It's going to be an awesome day today. Plenty of sunshine and a high of around 57. It's going to be a little breezy out there. 10 to 20 miles an hour with gusts as high as 25. Tonight looks like a slight chance of some showers. Still gusty up to 30 miles an hour. And then for tomorrow, it looks like a 90% chance of rain and maybe a quarter to a half an inch expected with a high of 46. But right now, we've got plenty of sunshine in 47 in the Cannon Valley. So I want to welcome into our studio this morning our guest, the co-head coach, Jason Mosley. Jason, good morning. How are you?
Good. Good morning, sir. Thank you for having me.
Hey, no problem. So we were talking off air before we started this together, and you were the assistant coach for a couple of years.
Yep.
And then now you guys are co-head coaches. So how did that develop, and what made the change?
Yeah, no, great question. Yeah, I've had the privilege of working with Jocelyn for the last 2 years. This is season three. The first two, I was an assistant, and he was the head coach. And, you know, we were talking in the off season and different family obligations and things. And he has a younger family. I have a little bit older of children in the system, in the school system here. And we thought we work really well together. And there's a lot more that goes into coaching than just showing up at the practice field and at game days. And to kind of spread out the administrative side of things so that it frees up a little time on nights and weekends to enjoy family time. And like I said, Justin and I work really well together. This is our third year together, and you know, we have a lot of fun, and we figured this would be a great partnership and things, and so that's how we kind of came across that decision.
Well, and I think part of that had to do with the fact that's why you're sitting in this chair right now is because he's got a birthday party. His daughter, I think, is a year old or something.
I think this is a family member's birthday party this weekend. His child, I think, was last weekend, if I remember right.
Got it. Yeah. A lot of celebrations going on there. Last year, I believe you were 18-6, and you were there, and it was close. I mean, they advanced pretty good into the playoffs and stuff like that. So what did you like about last year's team?
Yeah, last year's team was great. We were very senior heavy. We had a lot of seniors on there. They were experienced, had a great regular season, went into our sections, which was a tough section. We had the Lakevilles and Farmington, which have historically been great powerhouse teams, and We've eliminated some of them over the last 2 years, and we came up a little short against Farmington, but the effort was there, and we were right there. It was a close ball game. I don't recall the exact score, but we lost by a run or two in a full seven-inning game. So the team was really well. I was very proud of that team and everything they accomplished over their senior year and how they played. And, yeah, it was a great season last year.
I'm looking at the roster from last year, and it's significantly significant, you know. But you're four people less this year than you were last year, so you've got a smaller squad.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, I believe, looks like three, four, five, maybe five or six that came back from last year's team. The ones that came back from last year, did they get a lot of play time last year, or were they kind of
they got to see the field, not as probably much as they wanted to, because every athlete wants to play every inning, and right. Rightfully so. They put the time in. So our returning athletes that came back this year saw some time last year. And then we have a very young squad as well. We have a great mixture of upperclassmen and lower grades. I mean, our roster this year, we range from 12th through 8th grade. So we got a young roster and kids that were getting to gel, and they're playing really well together. I know we've only one game into the season, but things are looking great so far.
Looks like you got Leah as a senior. We've got Paige Christensen's a senior. Samantha Mosley is a senior. And Rita Langford is a senior.
Yep.
So a couple of seniors anyhow, and then you got a bunch of juniors on there, I see, and a couple of sophomores, and then, like you said, a couple of young eighth graders there. Are the young eighth graders, are they getting an opportunity to play here? I know it's only been one game.
Yep. No, yeah. So far, Kristen, she's an eighth grader. She got a handful of innings at shortstop and pitching on Thursday night when we played Mankato West, and did a great job. I mean, it's a big platform to come in and go on the varsity level at a young age, and all of our younger athletes handled it really well, played a great game. Unfortunately, just came up a couple runs short, had a bad bounce, and that's part of the game.
So did Kristen come in relief, or she start the game?
She started the game. She started us out at shortstop, and then inning five came in and pitched inning five, six, and seven.
Just closed it out.
Yep.
That's quite an accomplishment for an eighth grader. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, no, and she handled herself really well. We were, like I said, we were right there going into the seventh inning, and we just had a bad bounce.
Yeah.
It's part of the game.
So did they get up on you at the initial, or was it close all the way through the game, and it was like 2-2 in the fifth or something? Or
They went up 1-0, and then we came back and tied it, and then we went up 2-1. Going into the seventh inning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we were there. And then we had a little mishap at second base, which it's an umpire's call. I mean, you could argue it all day long. But
right.
Ultimately, that was their call, and they left the runner safe there. And then they had a good hit. Tatum made a great diving effort to try to stop it. Bounced out of her glove. It's, like I said, bad bounce. It's just unfortunate, but great effort. And the ball rolled away, and a couple runs scored, and that was it.
That's right.
It. And then we went up in the bottom of the seventh, and their pitcher is really solid. Mankato's – all my time in coaching, Mankato's been a great team. We held it right in there, and unfortunately we couldn't rally the bats in the seventh, and so we came up just a hair short.
But right.
Great effort, and like I said, I'd rather play games like that because we get better as a team than either getting blown out or blowing out another team. This makes us better overall, and so, you know, it helps Justin and I create more of a detailed game plan going into practices and what we need to work on. And we just started that yesterday, getting ready for Mankato East on Tuesday, which is going to be a really tough game. And the girls were up for the challenge, and they jumped right in, smiling, and way to go. So I'm looking forward to the challenge on Tuesday.
So Mankato West or Mankato East? Who do you think is a little bit tougher this year?
I would say East is. And they have a really probably, I haven't looked at all the statistics, but they got one, I would say, a really great pitcher, probably one of the top for sure. Well, one of the top in our conference for sure, and probably even in the state. She's really good. She pitches in the lower to mid 60s, which is when you're only 60 feet apart. That's moving.
That's fast.
So she's really good. We went against her last year. Came up a few runs short. So now it's Jocelyn and I's job to get the team ready and making sure that they can make some contact with the ball and see what happens.
So that was Thursday night. So yesterday you had a little practice. Today he's set doing his thing. You're in here.
Yep.
Are you guys going to do a little practice this afternoon, or is that just you?
We usually take the weekends off.
Okay.
We usually let the kids recover. But a lot of our athletes play quite a bit. So I wouldn't be surprised if this afternoon you drive by Rockfields that there's three or four of them there, or there's probably even more than that in their backyard with a tee and into a net hitting, or having mom or dad throw them wiffle balls and stuff.
Sure.
We have a lot of great competitors on our team, and they're always trying to make themselves better. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see some at Rockfields, if you see some at another park, or if you even see them in their backyards swinging the bat.
I don't know if you've seen any of the videos of Joe Mauer and Morneau, and they're using a tee, mm-hmm. and they use that for batting practice. And it seems weird and wild. Do you guys use any technique like that for the team or no?
Yep. We have multiple techniques we do. We call them tee drills. We usually have there's about four exercises that we do. One I call Happy Gilmore. You back up from the tee and you step over there and then you hit it. Another one, you kind of bounce. It's because a lot of it's about your weight, you know, keeping your weight back, because if you go forward, you're kind of driving the ball into the ground. So we do a lot of that. We have like a half-blown beach ball we started using that you put underneath your elbow when you're swinging. So that way you got to keep that from falling to the ground. That's ensuring that your hands are staying in and the barrel, the bat's going over the plate. So we do a bunch of that. We also have little rope bats. So it's like a styrofoam ball and it's smaller. It teaches you to keep your elbows in and make contact. So, yeah, we do a ton of drills off the tees, and then we also have the athletes lower and raise the tee, because
right.
no pitcher is ever going to intentionally put it right down the middle for you to hit.
No.
They're going to make you earn it.
Right.
So we want, and so it's going to come in everywhere, and the girls do a great job of that. Yesterday we focused a lot on hitting. Jocelyn and I had our pitching machine on the mound, and we were going through there, and we had three tees set up over by the batting cage, and we're letting the girls work out on their own, and they do, and they even do it during the game. We had a couple individuals at home on Thursday during that game that something happened at their bat that they didn't like. Well, they stepped out and went into the cage and took some rips right off the tee to try to get it fixed. So, yeah, we do a lot with tees.
Wow, interesting. And then, so Monday, will you take live batting practice then on Monday to now readjust, or is it a combination?
Well, probably, honestly, to use the pitching machine again, because we can get that dialed in to about the speed of the pitcher to get that contact, that timing down. So we'll do that for about half of it, practice, and then the other half will probably be where we'll either use a pitching machine as defensive drills, or Jocelyn and I will hit it to them and, you know, put them in their positions that we want them to play on Tuesday and get ready and get dialed in.
Right. So is that also preventative maintenance, if you will, for your pitchers to kind of, you know, give them a change? Are they going to, will your pitchers do some pitching then on Monday as well? Or
we'll have them do a full workup. We will have them, they will go through all their, I call it a workup, like, but they basically start from the beginning. Like, they get really close with the catcher, just start playing really catch, really soft, getting their arm loose, and then, you know, it takes, and depending on the pitcher, average a half hour, 40 minutes for them to get fully warmed up and where they're comfortable and can go. So we'll have them go Monday to go through that to get them really rocking and rolling for Tuesday.
Let's see what we got here. You got Kristen is one of your pitchers. Grace.
Yep.
Paige Christensen looks like a pitcher for you there. And then Kennedy.
Yep.
So
Paige is transitioning. She was a solid pitcher for many years. She's in a more of a infielder outfielder. So our three main pitchers are Grace, Kristen, and Kennedy. All great pitchers. This is the first time Jocelyn and I have had that much pitching at her. We usually the last couple of years have only had two. This year we have three, so it gives us some more options and different things. And you know, we kind of explored that on Tuesday. Grace did a great job starting us out in the game, went through the lineup about two times, and then we changed it up to Kristen to see what she, because when you change pitchers like that, everything's a little bit different. Every kid, even if they throw the same speed, the movement of the ball is different because every athlete's built different. So it keeps the hitters guessing. It doesn't let them, it kind of messes with their timing, which is beneficial to us.
Sure. So that's Tuesday. And is that in Mankato?
Yes. Yes, sir. We travel on Tuesday. And then okay. We're home on Thursday against Albert Lee.
Okay. How's Albert Lee looking? You obviously haven't seen him, but how, in history-wise, how's Albert Lee?
History-wise, they're a developing team. They're learning as they go. We'll fare okay against, we'll do really well against them, but they're developing and they're learning and stuff, and they're getting better as the years goes on.
Sure. Well, I want to thank you for coming in on a Saturday and taking your time and, beautiful day outside. We got to get you back outside. A little windy, though, so be careful.
Yeah, I'm done here and go home to clean the garage.
Hot diggity. Sounds like fun. All right, Jason, I appreciate you coming in today. Good luck to you and the girls.
Yes, thank you very much. Thanks for having us on, and I look forward to chatting with you in a few weeks to give you an update.
We appreciate that, definitely for sure. Jason Mosley, co-head coach, of the Northfield Raiders girls softball team. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and I think we'll talk a little tennis. Stick around. You're listening to the Raider Wrap on 95.1, The One, and AM 1080 KYMN.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Do you have HSA dollars that you're looking at wondering, hey, what can I use these on? Did you know you can use HSA, HRA, and other health savings accounts to pay for your LASIK procedure? In addition, if you have a Flex account, you can set aside money in your Flex account for next year to use towards LASIK.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
There's nothing better than riding my bike and spending time outside. When knee pain started to get in the way, I knew it was time to find help. I did my research and chose the orthopedics team at Northfield Hospital and Clinics. I was impressed by their personalized care. They really took the time to listen to my concerns so I could make an informed decision. 3 months later, I couldn't be happier. My knee feels great and I'm back outside. I appreciate the extra care I got from the orthopedic team at Northfield Hospital and Clinics.
Wow, Northfield is such an active town.
I know. There's so much going on, but I feel like I never know about things until after they've happened.
I used to feel the same way until I learned about the Community Events Calendar.
Community Events Calendar?
That's right. The city hosts an online calendar where people can submit events happening in the area.
Oh, cool. I can even sort events by audience, so I can filter what's appropriate for date night and for the kids.
That's right. I even subscribe to the tailored weekly event newsletter. I never know what local hidden gems I'll see in my inbox.
For everything that's going on, events.northfieldmn.gov.
Community Resource Bank is an integral part of the Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville communities, offering solutions for business, residential, and investment accounts. With our CRB mobile app, you get convenience and protection with notifications about your balance, account activity, and making deposits. View your e-statements or set up online bill payments. The CRB mobile app makes it easy. Community Resource Bank. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
95.1, The One. Still a friend you can count on. Overnight.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN 95.1 to 1 and AM 1080. If you missed anything this morning and you'd like to listen back, you can do so by going to kymnradio.net, and then we will put the podcast up there for you under the Raider Wrap. Just go to the kymnradio.net, go to programs, select the Raider Wrap, and then select today's date. Or you can listen back to any of the archived podcasts that we have available. So if you'd like to listen back, you certainly can. Just don't listen to the first 5 minutes of the program. That was kind of ugly. But anyhow, we digress. So today, hot diggity dog. It's going to be 57, breezy, southeast winds 10 to 20, gusts as high as 25. Tonight, 40% chance of some showers. And then increasing cloudiness with a low of 37. And the gusts will continue as high as 30 miles an hour tonight. Tomorrow, showers likely, 90% chance of precipitation, about a quarter of an inch to a half an inch. Pretty much going to rain all day tomorrow by the sounds of it, 46 and breezy. For tomorrow night, it will continue to rain throughout the evening, maybe a tenth up to a quarter of an inch throughout the Sunday night evening, cooling off to only 44. But those winds out of the east, 15, with gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. For Monday, showers again are likely, 70% chance of rain possible, and a high of 54. Those south winds, the winds shift to the southwest, a little bit lighter, still about 10 to 15. And then for Monday night, 20% chance of showers, and then cloudy with a low of 37. Tuesday, a 20% chance of some showers, partly sunny, and a high again near 55. We've got partly cloudy skies currently, and we're still sitting at about 47 degrees here in the Northfield area. Time for Meet the Raider with Evan Lowe and Liz Campbell.
Hello and good morning, Raider Nation. You are tuned in to Meet the Raider, Northfield's youth-led sports radio show. I am your host, Liz Campbell.
And I'm your host, Evan Lowe. And today in the studio, we have senior tennis captains Parker Sneary and Ruben Mink. Thank you for joining us today.
We're great to be here, Evan.
Hi, thanks for having us.
And so the tennis season is just starting up. We're a few weeks into the season, if that. How would you say the team for tennis is looking this year?
Yeah, I think we're looking really good. We have a lot of seniors, a lot of strength, you know, a lot of experience from the past. I think we're set up for a really good season this year.
Adding on to that, I just want to say last year we didn't have any graduated seniors, so we were all juniors, right, Ruben?
Yeah.
This year we're able to build off of that, so hopefully we can really hone in on some skills and really establish a good lineup.
Yeah, for sure, Parker. Just having all those juniors come back, and now you just have a really great leadership class within those seniors as well.
For sure. And you guys had a scrimmage yesterday against Owatonna. Can you kind of walk us through how that went and how that's going to shape the rest of your season and your training looking forward?
Well, of course, yeah. So yesterday we had a scrimmage against Owatonna, like you said, and basically it was just kind of a practice match just to try out a lineup we had in mind. Actually, us captains, me, Ruben, Blake, and Joe created just a small lineup that we thought would fit best for our team, and we just tried it out, and we did pretty well.
Yeah, adding to what Parker said, I think our doubles teams did really strong. We had at first doubles, we had Joe Grant and Carter Borofsky. At second, it was me and Parker. And then at third doubles, we had Dyson, McBroom, and Kyle. And we all did really well. And then at singles, I think this year, I wouldn't say we struggle more, but I think it's a lot tougher competition in singles. So I think that's where we might struggle to win more matches, especially since you only need one really good player at singles instead of two good players at doubles. I think so it's a lot easier to have just 1 point at singles than two at doubles.
Yeah, and Ruben, kind of talking about the lineup that you captains made, with tennis, there's doubles and singles, like you talked about. Could you share how the lineup kind of goes throughout all the different events within tennis and how many people are in the doubles and singles and how that works for scoring?
Yeah, Evan, so in varsity, you have 4 singles players and 3 doubles. So that's, I think, 10 people on varsity. And so usually what you want to do is you want to have your 3 best players at 1, 2, and 3 singles, because each place, like each match for either a doubles match or a singles match will be 1 point. And out of those 7 matches, you're trying to get to 4. So you want to have your best 3 players play at singles. And then after that, you put your 2 next best players at like 1 doubles, because it's like the value of players to like the 1 point or 1 match.
And what would you guys say your goals are for the team this year, whether that be the team itself or your guys' goals for the team?
Well, for the team, I think we're just going to give it our best. Like we said earlier, we have a pretty strong team since we didn't graduate any seniors. So to be honest, I think our goal is just to win. Personally, with Ruben and I, we're just going to try to go out and just have a lot of fun this season.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are looking forward to have a really fun season with a lot of winning. I think the team's goal is to come third in conference. It's really hard to send people to state because of all the possibilities for bigger cities that have a lot more availability to tennis coaching and practicing that Northfield doesn't have. So it's a lot tougher to get those opportunities. So I think we're looking for third in conference would be a great goal for the team.
Yeah. And then Ruben and Parker, you both play together on your doubles team. What would you say it's like, Parker playing with Ruben, Ruben playing with Parker for doubles?
When I play, I can get into my head a lot. So last year I actually started off on singles and I completely failed at that. I just got into my head way too much. And I think that's really where Ruben helps me. He can help me get recentered and he can just like get me more focused on just having fun. And then once I have more fun, I can get a lot looser and just play my game better.
Yeah, I think adding on to Parker, we do a lot better when we're not focused on the individual like techniques that we use. When you're in like a flow state of mind, it's just a lot easier to hit the shots you want to hit. And so just getting in like a more fun and like team mindset rather than like focused on you and your mistakes is a lot better. And doubles really helps with that together with us.
And you guys are both seniors this year, is that right? And so this is going to be your last season with Raider Boys Tennis. What do you guys want to leave on the court this year as your legacy? Or like what are some goals you want to achieve before the season is over?
A goal is just to get to state, possibly. I know me and Ruben make a really great team of just complementing each other, and I think that's a big goal of ours.
Yeah, I think making it to state, sending any one of our individuals to state would be amazing. Making it as a team would be even better, but I think that'd be slightly harder. I think one more important thing is that we have such a big senior class that it'd be important to leave a lot of our advice and our skills with some of the younger upcoming players to not give them such a big gap that could possibly happen when such a big senior class leaves.
Yeah, for sure. And then Ruben, Parker, earlier we talked about the Owatonna scrimmage. It's not officially a scored matchup because it's still early in the season, but would you say that scrimmage overall went well, and kind of what does that mean to play against a competitor like Owatonna?
It went really well, and I think it gave our team a lot of confidence going into it. Our next meet is against Red Wing, and with that meet under our belt, I think we're going to go into our next one with a lot better chance mentally.
Yeah, usually Owatonna is a really strong team, like Parker said, and I think that beating them is a really big confidence booster, but I think we do have to remember that they also did lose a lot of seniors, unlike us, but other teams might have as well. I do know that they're not as strong this year as past, I would say.
Have they been top of the conference in years past or up there?
I would say yes. Last year, they were fourth in conference or section, Ruben?
I think section's really hard to determine. I don't remember. But usually they're top four in conference, top five. They're really, usually really strong.
And since we're so early into the season right now, what are you guys most looking forward to this tennis season?
I'm really looking forward to hitting a lot of balls. Because, I think we have a new coaching staff, and so I'm looking forward to not different policies, but I think we're more focused on playing a lot more this year. And I'm looking forward to having a fun time with the team.
Yeah, and so Ruben, kind of talking about team bonding, is there anything that as captains you guys have done so far or are planning to do to just kind of have fun with the team?
I can take that, yeah. So this year with our new coaching staff, we're trying to organize a lot more team bonding things. Actually, Ruben's also on the soccer team, and for his soccer team, they host team dinners right before home games. So we're going to try to implement that into the tennis team also. So our next home meet is next Thursday against Mankato West. So as captains, we're going to try to organize some sort of dinner at some location to try to like get some team spirit before a home meet. And also for just team bonding, we're also going to start organizing some times just around. Maybe we'll have like a movie night or might do like some sort of campfire somewhere and just get a better team bond.
Yeah, I think every sport almost does all sorts of activities, and I think tennis in the past has really like missed out on that kind of thing. It's felt very like individual and not as much of a team, even though it is like a team thing. These past 2 years, I was a captain last year. We've also started doing a lot more captain's practice because tennis is a spring sport. It's been really hard for us to get playing time anywhere because of the snow in Minnesota. Last year we were able to get captain's practice started pretty soon down in Owatonna, some of the more near courts and available courts. So,
and you guys have mentioned a couple times now about your new coaching staff, and I'm sure it's hard to tell so early in the season again, but how would you say the new coaching staff is affecting your team so far? Like, are there any specific things they're implementing that you think is really going to help you?
I would say, yeah. So our new coaches are Beth LeCann, Eric Swenson, and Jake Odell. Right now, we're implementing a lot more drill-based things because last year with our past coaches, it seemed like a certain number of players were coached and everyone else kind of did their own thing. While this year, we're doing a lot, like I said, a lot more drills, so people are rotating in with the coaches, so everyone's getting some personal time with the coach to try to gain some better skills and other things.
Yeah, I'd also say that this new coaching staff is more focused on the team as a whole. I'm not saying that the past coaches weren't, but it's been a lot more vocal in terms of that they want us as a team to do well in addition to like the individuals doing well. And there's been numerous ways that they've done it and talked about that with the team. But it's just felt really nice to have that vocalized rather than internalized with all of us.
Yeah, it seems like an exciting change within the tennis program. And then if you're just tuning in to the Raider Wrap, we're meeting with tennis captains Parker Sneary and Ruben Mink. So, Parker and Ruben, when you're out there playing, what would you say is an aspect of your game that you think you personally excel at?
In my opinion, I think a skill that I excel at is my serve. In my previous years of playing tennis, I started playing tennis at Lifetime Lakeville in seventh grade, I believe, and I had a specific coach for my serve, so I've really honed in on that skill. Another one that I excel at is probably my backhand, which is not usually common among the tennis community.
Yeah, adding to what Parker said, I think my forehand is much better than my backhand, and I think a lot of tennis players would say that their forehand is stronger than their backhand. Me personally, I joined tennis because of my friends, and so I'm more of like an athlete than a tennis player. So my like best shots are my volleys, which is like when you're at the net and you hit it before it bounces, just with reflexes, and I've just focused more on playing doubles. You try and get up to the net and take the ball before it bounces. So that's my best and favorite kind of shots.
As captains this year, what did you guys do leading up to the season to help the team prepare a little bit more?
Like previously said, with past years, we didn't really do a lot of things building up to it, but we kind of changed it where we're doing some captain's practices down in Owatonna because, like Ruben said, in Minnesota we have snow up until March, so the cards won't be dry really when our season starts. So playing indoors has really helped like get back into it for those who haven't been playing in the winter, and it's just great to also just see the players of the rising freshmen who are going to join the team to start that team bond that we will just keep going throughout the season.
Yeah, I think we were lucky enough, like Parker said, with all the snow. We didn't have much this winter, and we didn't get the nets up at Northfield quite as soon as we wanted. But as soon as we did, I think in early March, we were able to get a lot more players coming to captain's practices. And so that was a really big deal, because the sooner you can get kids playing, the sooner that they'll get off the rust.
Yeah, and like you talked about earlier, you're wanting to leave behind the knowledge that you have, and with that strong senior class trying to build up the younger kids. So that's cool to see. And then this week is also the start of quarter four, which means that we're almost done with high school, which is kind of crazy to think about. But how would you say that overall your senior year has been?
Mine has been pretty fun. I was lucky enough to go to state in soccer. I'm hoping to do the same thing with tennis. I think it's not been super stressful in terms of like college searches or academics. Just because I'm a senior, it doesn't matter as much as like a junior or sophomore year. But I've still been keeping up with all that, so it's been not too difficult to handle.
Yeah. I'll disagree with that calc test we had earlier today.
Oh, okay. I'm a little rough.
Yeah, I'll agree with Ruben. I'll have to say, like he said, not taking some of the classes as seriously as we probably should. The senior slide is 100% real. But my senior year also has been going pretty well. For the past 3 years, I've been in All-State Orchestra, and we just had my last performance last February at Orchestra Hall, so that was pretty fun. And I look forward to playing tennis with my doubles partner here, right here, in the last quarter.
And what would you guys say has been the highlight of your senior year so far, whether that be sports or school or outside of school, anything?
For me, it definitely had to be going to state for soccer. We've had a really good athletes this senior year, this year. We've had football reach the section final. I know volleyball also lost in the section final, but boys and girls hockey made it to state. So we've had a really good year for athletics, and I think going to all of those like state performances has been really fun, and participating in myself has been really, really fun.
Probably for me, it was playing at Orchestra Hall one final time. It's such an amazing place to perform at. The acoustics are amazing, and plus the community there is just phenomenal. Players from all over the state are there for the exact same reason you are, and everyone there is just there to make music. And additionally, the level of musicality everyone brings, it's amazing.
And as we're kind of looking ahead to post-high school plans, what are you two thinking about for your future?
Right now, I just committed to St. Olaf College here in Northfield, and I'm planning to go on the nursing track. I was luckily admitted to their direct admission to their nursing program, so that means I won't have to apply into their nursing program my sophomore year. And this summer, going into my freshman year to St. Olaf, I'm going to be auditioning for their St. Olaf Orchestra. And if I get in, I will be able to tour, I think, Switzerland or Netherlands my freshman year, which would be really fun.
Yeah, it's super exciting. You've had that experience with Allstate, so that'll be cool to see you continue doing that.
My plans are to go pro in tennis. No. I'm currently deciding between either University of Madison, Wisconsin, or William & Mary in Virginia. I don't know exactly what I want to do yet, but I'm thinking something in STEM, so like math or physics or engineering or possibly economics. But I'm sure that I'll do something tennis and soccer related there.
Do some intramural, maybe some pickleball?
No, absolutely not.
Really?
Absolutely not. No, can't stand it.
And you guys have both been on the team for how many years?
I've been on the team since 10th grade.
I started playing tennis in 9th grade.
And what would you each say keeps you coming back every year to the tennis team?
I'd say it's my love for competition. I'd say it's a great off-season sport that you can play with a lot of people. And I'd also say a lot of my friends bring me back. It's a really social sport in some ways.
Adding on to what Ruben said, I completely agree with everything he said. Also, there's just a feeling where you hit a tennis ball with a racket perfectly and it goes in. Because most of the time when I hit a tennis ball, it doesn't always land in the court or anywhere near the court. So that always stinks. But when I do hit it perfectly, it always feels good and super addictive. And also the banquet at the end of the year is super fun.
And then looking ahead to the upcoming weeks, how is the schedule looking like? What are the big games coming up? Or big matches coming up?
In the upcoming future, our biggest opponents are probably going to be the Rochester schools, Rochester Century, JM, and Mayo. I think we'll have a pretty good shot against JM, because out of the three Rochesters, in my opinion, I think they're the weakest. But I think since we didn't lose any seniors last year, we've been able to hone in on some of our skills. We should have a pretty good chance against both of the other Rochester schools.
Yeah, I think Mayo's usually the toughest out of all of the Rochesters, and then Century. I think they're always really good because of the amount of courts and accessibility to tennis. I think some other really tough competition this year, usually Owatonna is up there, but I think they lost more seniors than everybody else, so I think the Mankato teams, particularly West, slightly over East, is going to be a little tougher to beat this year, but I think those are usually the top five or six teams that we need to beat.
Well, best of luck on those future matches, and thank you guys for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. That's a wrap on this week's Meet the Raider with your host, Liz Campbell.
And Evan Lowe. Keep tuning in this week for more sports on KYMN 95.1 The One.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bruss, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
Community banking at its best. Whether you are looking to improve your financial future, planning to buy a new home, or considering a mortgage, Heritage Bank in Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
Every day, each and every one of us at Benjamin Bus feels privileged to safely transport Northfield students to and from school and many after-school activities. We thank you for trusting Benjamin Bus with your most precious cargo, your children. At Benjamin Bus, safety is always our number one priority. Our team of drivers has over 400 years of combined experience, and they pride themselves on their record of keeping the children of this community safe. We at Benjamin Bus are proud of the accomplishments of the Northfield Raiders and wish all of the Raider student athletes a safe and successful season.
Haul away big deals this Thursday through Sunday at Fleet Farm's Truckload Savings Event. Like 40-pound bags of black oil sunflower seed on sale for $14.99. Save on a Blackstone 28-inch griddle with cover and accessories, just $249.99. Pick up 4 bags of garden soil on sale for $10. And save on 40 pounds of Morton water softening pellets for only $5.79. Stock up on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning here on KYMN 95.1, the one and AM 1080. We want to thank all of our guests here this morning. Tyler Balow, head coach of the boys track, our co-head coach, and then, of course, co-head coach Jason Mosley for the girls softball team joining us this morning. And in the Raider Wrap, Liz and Evan interviewing Parker Sneary and Ruben Mink on this morning's program. We want to thank you so much for joining us. And we hope you'll start and join us again next week as well. We'll be checking in a little bit later here again with the Chamber of Commerce Community Market Fair over there at Dundas. Jeff Johnson will be bringing you all the fun and excitement going on over there this morning. So again, thanks for joining us this morning. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu for yet another Saturday. It's going to be a little breezy, but a high of about 56, some mostly clear skies. And then tonight we might see some showers are starting to roll in. Tomorrow looks like it's just going to be a hazy, lazy, crazy day of rain all day tomorrow and into tomorrow night. So get out and enjoy what you can today and find your 10 seconds of happiness and graciousness throughout the rest of today. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next week. You're listening to the Raider Wrap on 95.1 The One and AM 1080. KYMN.
Do you know a child or young adult that struggles with play, socializing, feeding, school, or even hanging out with the family? Full Potential Therapy is here to help, and we have success stories to prove it. Through relationship-based, client-motivated interventions, every child can reach their full potential. Our skilled occupational and speech therapists follow the latest evidence-based, trauma-informed approaches to support each of our families. To get more information for a child or family in need, or to learn about the positive impact we're making in the community, visit our website at fullpotentialtherapyllc.com or come meet us at the community market.
Thinking about a new look or just want to freshen up your current style? Visit Family Hair in downtown Northfield, a locally owned and operated salon just across the parking lot from Just Food Co-op on Water Street. Christy and her professional team of stylists will leave you feeling great and looking terrific. Family Hair offers a variety of services: haircuts, colors, waxing, beard trimming, perms, and kids' cuts. Their rates can't be beat, so make an appointment at familyhairnorthfield.com or walk in to see the friendly and experienced staff at Family Hair, where they know when you look good, you feel good.